Luke chapter 23, verse 39. This is God's word. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise." Let's pray. Father, open up our hearts tonight through the power of your Holy Spirit to receive these words which your Son spoke, your Son Jesus Christ, from the cross as he suffered and he died for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Every one of you out there tonight will die. I will die. You will die. We all will die. Much of our lives we don't live with that reality. We forget it because it's a hard thing for us to live with, isn't it? But each one of us will die. Some of you might be thinking, "Well, I'm a little bit closer to that now. I see it on the horizon a little more clearly than I once did." But the young person sitting next to you might be the one that goes before you. You don't know. You don't know when it's going to come. We don't have control over these things. Some people who think they have control over them and they try to commit suicide aren't able to commit suicide. Some people who die young. My last three funerals, you would think, well, you must have done three funerals. You must have participated in three funerals for older people. No. There was an older woman. There's a three-month-old baby. And there was a 13-year-old boy. Those are my last three funerals. It will come for each one of us. You don't know when. I don't know when. So tonight, let's deal with that fact. It's going to come. I promise you, unless Christ comes again, it's going to come for you. And the question is, can you face that with confidence? Can you face that with confidence? Can you face your own death with confidence? Do you have any assurance of what the next step is? An atheist might say, "Well, I don't believe in anything after death. I die and that's it." But they don't know what comes next. And they have to believe. They must have faith that nothing happens after death. Because they haven't been there, and they haven't talked to anyone who has been there. Are you ready? Are you prepared to die? If this moment you were struck down, would you be ready? Here on the cross, there's three men on these crosses. There's Jesus, and then there's two criminals. All dying a criminal's death in agony and in pain. I just try this sometime. Try to extend your arms as far as they can go and just hold them there. See how long you can last. Now imagine yourself being beaten and whipped and beaten and whipped and not getting any sleep because your sores were so awful. And then imagine being stretched out like that. You're weak because of the blood. That is Jesus' condition. We don't know what the other two criminals went through, but we know they are being crucified. Jesus is there with these two criminals, one on his left, one on his right. They both have something to say. People like to say something before they are going to die. And for many years, people would rehearse what they were going to say. What are your last words? And it was a big ordeal back in the 18th and 19th century. Here, they want to say something. If you're with it mentally, you want to say something. And the first criminal says this. He says, he mocks. He responds to Jesus angrily. The salvation is there. The one thing that could have saved him is right there. And what does he do? He looks at him and says, "Aren't you the Christ?" Can you hear the malice on his mouth? "Aren't you the Christ? Aren't you the Christ? Come on, Messiah. Why don't you save yourself and save me and my friend here? Why don't you, come on, if you're the Christ, do it. We're waiting. Prove yourself. Show off these Roman soldiers. Show off these Jewish teachers, all these men in power that are right there in front of you, Pilate and the rest. Save yourself and save us. Come on, prove it to us." He mocks him, the one person that could have saved him. The second responds, "Don't you fear God? We are being punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." This other man responds in humility. We are guilty. He is innocent. These two criminals respond the same way that all of us will respond. You can't help. Many people have heard about Jesus and his hanging on the cross. You can't help but ask the question, why did he do it? Was he just some lunatic? Was he just some revolutionary that got carried away and finally went too far with the Romans so they stuck him up there? Or was he something more? What is your response? Are you like the one who, the skeptic, the one who doubts, and at best your response is, "I'm angry with this person who thinks he has the answers. How dare he think you have the answers? Look at you, you're no better than the rest of us. You're hanging up there on that tree, suffering like a common criminal." Or is your response like the other one who recognized salvation there next to him as he died? All three of them were thinking about their deaths, weren't they? One responded harshly, one responded in faith. And what does he say? The criminal turns to Jesus and he says, "Jesus, remember me. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He's pleading for mercy. "Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what does Jesus say? He has something much better to say than, "I'll remember you." What does he say? Can you imagine just being there and being down below and hearing the exchange that's going on? "Please remember me." What is this? What does Jesus respond to him? "I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise." "I tell you the truth," or "truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Aren't those wonderful words? Today, not "I'm going to, someday after I'm king, someday after I'm in my kingdom, I'm going to remember you." And no, he says, "This very day, we will meet together on the other side, in paradise." We will be together. You will know me in a more beautiful way than you've ever known me before. In a way that you will just be soaking me up, both now and forever. Today you will be with me in paradise. You will be with me in paradise. A wonderful place. Why? Because you are with me in paradise. Paradise isn't some island down the Caribbean. Paradise isn't some place where you get all your wishes fulfilled. Paradise is being in the joyful presence of the living God, the God who loved us so much that He sent His one and only Son, that He Himself would come down and take on the form of a human being and stretch Himself out willingly upon the tree, undertaking insult, undertaking humility. He would do that for our sake. Today you will be with me in paradise. And if you fear your own death, if you fear your own death this morning, if you lack assurance, if you're not sure, I'm telling you, not because I say it, but because Jesus said it. Truly, He says to you, if you believe in me, and if you die today, you will go to be with Him in the presence of the living, loving, joyful God in paradise. Amen? Today, you will be with me in paradise. You can say that if I die, I will be with Him in paradise. I've had a number of interesting and difficult experiences here in the city, and I'm not from the city, so I get myself into all kinds of situations that you who grew up in the city would stay a mile away from. But whether it's the Lord's protection or my own naivete, somehow the Lord has protected me in different situations. I remember a time when I got some bad information and I didn't investigate the way I should, and so I ended up in the Wilson Projects looking for a friend. I had a friend who grew up in the city. He was with me. It was at night. The sun had set. I stepped out of the car and I was walking around, and I, naive person that I am, I'm walking out to every person I come across. Hey, do you know this person? I thought he lived here. Hey, do you know this person? They're not talking to me. In fact, they're turning away. No one said a word. They turned away. They walked away from me. They must have thought I was some kind of policeman or something. You know, I'm watching the cop cars are all in the area. And my friend slinks down in his seat of the car. I turn back, look at him, and he's not, I don't see his face anymore. He's down in the seat. Some guy steps out of his car, turns his car, steps out of his car, turns the music way up, and then starts getting hyped around me. And so I went back into the car, and at that moment I realized, I don't know what's going to happen. But I resolved myself to the fact that, Lord, whatever happens, whether it's good or bad, if something really bad happens to me, what do I have to look forward to be with You in paradise? Amen?
Amen.
I need not fear death. I need not fear any situation because of His promise in this text tonight. His words from the cross and what He did to take away my sin. That can be yours tonight. If you fear your own death, all you have to do, this thief, this criminal, he did not do anything after just believing. He didn't go to church. He didn't do his devotions. He didn't give his money to the... He didn't do anything. He didn't help out the next guy on the street. He didn't help out his neighbor. He simply said, Lord, please remember me. Please have mercy on me. That's all you have to do. Is say, cast your sin on Him and receive His mercy. Cast your confidence on Him. Trust in Him. And you are saved. Immediately. Nothing else has to happen afterwards. I can't wait to talk to this criminal and ask him what changed. What changed on the cross? For this criminal at one point in the other Gospels was hurling insults. What changed? When did you realize? He did. And Jesus promised him paradise in His presence. That can be yours. Let's pray. Father, thank You. Lord Jesus, thank You so much that You give us this promise that when we believe in You today, this very day, if we die, we can be with You in paradise. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Well, please rise and we'll sing from a red hymnal.